Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Meerkat Musings podcast channel. I'm your host, Ben, a.k.a. Darth Timon, whereupon I provide you with a podcast because the other day I provided you with a video, and thus I only thought it appropriate to do a podcast as well, just to keep things multi-channeled, as they were, because after all, I am trying to be a multi-channeled meerkat here. But what do I have to say? Well, we're kind of reflecting a little bit upon the last couple of weeks, which for me has been pretty hectic for various reasons. I had a family party a short while back, which was quite nice, quite pleasant. It's nice to see my cousins and my extended family. It's crazy, actually. My cousins and I, this particular sort of batch of us, we have all found ourselves in a situation now where we have, you know, kids and spouses and partners, and it's like, wow, when did that happen? When did we all get to be grown-ups? I mean, it feels like yesterday to me that we were around, you know, each other's houses, you know, playing as kids do, and now here we are, and we're all adults, we're all grown up, as it were, which is quite surreal. The occasion itself I thought was quite pleasant, but the aftermath of this family do was, can be summed up in two words: sickness and stress. On the Sunday after we came home, for reasons which are still not entirely clear, my daughter, bless her, started being sick, and she kept on being sick throughout the course of the night, and subsequently my wife and I barely slept. I had to go to work on Monday, but my wife took her to the doctors, and subsequently they sent her down to A&E. And subsequently from that, I went up there a bit later on in the evening, because whilst my wife was there with my daughter, my wife fainted. So of course, all of a sudden, there's a scramble to look after her. And needless to say, all of this is turning around in my head in a very worrisome fashion. By that point, my daughter was better. They gave her some kind of anti-nausea medication, which she was able to keep down. We still don't know entirely what put on the sickness, and don't know entirely why my wife fainted, which is all a bit concerning, of course. But it transpired that my mum was sick, and my brother was sick as well. So something must have been doing the rounds at this party to make everyone feel ill. But it didn't affect everyone. I mean, I was fine. I had a slightly dodgy tummy at one point, but I wasn't sick, and I didn't particularly feel like I was going to be sick. So that was all a little bit strange and peculiar. I came from that scenario to various scenarios at work where I'm left feeling like I am, for lack of a better word, putting out small bushfires on a regular basis concerning things like deliveries. We've had a few issues with stock of late, and those issues have been caused in no small part by the Houthi pirates operating around Yemen and the Red Sea. I never thought in a million years that I would say to a customer, oh, by the way, piracy is the reason for delays with your deliveries and orders, but here we are. Piracy is exactly the reason. Absolutely insane, of course, but that's the world we live in. So this has caused a lot of hoo-ha. It's created confusion in the warehouse, and what it's subsequently done is it's led to a lot of customer aggravation. And what tends to happen with customer aggravation is they sound off at the first port of call, which is the store, namely myself and my colleagues. We are the ones that get the brunt of a customer's wrath, as it were. And, you know, most customers are understanding that it's nothing to do with us at store level. They do appreciate things are going on which are outside of the company's control. But, you know, nonetheless, these people are unhappy. And not without good reason. They've paid out money for bathroom fitters, and they've spent a not inconsiderable sum of money on the goods. And then at the end of it all, there are issues with getting the stock to them. And it's not the customer's fault, of course, either. So it creates a huge headache for everyone concerned. and it leads to some fairly mad scrambles to try and find replacements. But the problem we have is everyone is having the same issue. It's not just us. Every company, many companies, I should say, across various fields are having these issues. So across, multiple industries, the disruption to shipping is creating no small degree of absolute chaos. To reflect upon this on a personal level, so I had to send my laptop away for repair for the keyboard. The place it went to, they tried a couple of things they had on site, which unfortunately didn't work, and now they're sourcing a keyboard from China. The issue is, of course, how is that being shipped? If it's coming via boat, then the lead time for that will be extended, and I don't know how long it's going to be till we get our laptop back. So this has made, among other things, website updates and whatnot more challenging, but it's also made working on my books and my stories a lot more challenging. Case in point, the sequel to The Awakening was coming along quite nicely, I would say. And all of a sudden, it's just, it's stalled completely. Because I can't do anything. the details are stored on my laptop. Well, I'll say that. They're actually stored on OneDrive, which is Microsoft's cloud drive. So I could, in theory, use an old laptop we found to access the file and work on it. But the issue with that is the other laptop has power supply problems. It doesn't charge properly. And the battery doesn't hold onto a charge very well. So that one's difficult to actually use in its own right. In case I have another issue with the new laptop, I might actually try and get this one repaired as well, because at least it works. So, could end up in a scenario with two decent laptops in the house, which would be nice. But I'm digressing slightly. I mean, we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that pans out. It's a question of time, a question of money. Is it worth getting this laptop fixed? Maybe, we'll see. It's certainly worth getting the current laptop fixed, because it's quite a good laptop, and my wife and I need a functioning laptop for various reasons. So that's been a source of stress, of course. My wife and daughter's health has been a particular source of stress. My daughter, bless her, has subsequently come down with a cough, and it's one of these persistent, constant coughs, which, keeps her awake, and it drives everyone else mad. And so, it's all just conspiring to rob me of sleep, conspiring to make me feel quite tired. And then I come to work and have stress at work for various reasons. And on top of that, there are other things, of course, stressing me out with, the laptop and that kind of thing. So everything is just a little bit bonkers for me, or has been quite bonkers for me over the span of the last couple of weeks, which is not to say we haven't found things to do. We went to the cinema the other day and we saw Argylle, which I have to say was a good film, quite enjoyable, quite a fun film. It doesn't take itself too seriously. We also watched The Marvels on Disney Plus, which was, again, a very, very good film. It didn't do very well at the cinema, which I think was perhaps in no small part down to rabid anti-Captain Marvel kind of fanboys being very negative. But the film itself I thought was very, very good. I didn't see it at the cinema myself, largely for money reasons, to be fair, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was quite light-hearted, it was quite fun, and it's I think it's worth a watch, I would argue. We also watched the Five Nights at Freddy's film, which again was, I thought was quite decent. I didn't know what to expect from it. I am vaguely familiar with the games because my daughter enjoys the games, so I had a few ideas about the story. I think it was largely quite faithful to the story of the first game, at least, because the producer of the game wanted it to be. He wanted it to be accessible to fans. He wanted it to be kind of faithful to the original story so the fans could appreciate it. What the future holds for that franchise, I don't know. But as I say, I thought it was actually quite good. And I also got myself something rather special. I got myself a brand new tattoo, which of course you can't see on a podcast, but it is an original question block from the original Super Mario Brothers game. And I am very, very pleased with how it's turned out. It's still in the process of healing. I did put up a picture on Meerkat Musings, my personal website. But so you can sort of check out an early picture of it there. And hopefully within the next sort of few days, it'll be ready to kind of like properly unveil, so to speak, because I am keen to show it off. I enjoy showing off my tattoos, call it vanity, vanity. So that's been my somewhat madcap last couple of weeks, and it's rolled into the into the new kind of Meerkat Muse cycle almost straight away, with some loan trading at work, which I don't mind to a point. I mean, the issue with loan trading is you obviously can't leave the store, so you've got to make sure you bring lunch with you, because otherwise you're going to be in trouble. And you know, it can be stressful if it starts to get quite busy. If it starts to get frantic when you're loan trading, then you can tie yourself in knots very, very easily. Now, fortunately, my loan trading experiences haven't been too bad in that regard. But one thing does happen, and it happens on a regular basis whenever I loan trade, namely that whenever I go to get lunch, whenever I go to grab my sandwich or something, that's when people start coming through the door. And this is a recurring theme, and I almost wonder if the fates are having fun at my expense, that they know the exact moment I plan to go to lunch, and that's when they inspire customers to come in. Or the phone will ring. Or something will happen that interferes with my lunch, which I absolutely hate and loathe. It doesn't matter what time I choose to have lunch. It can be bang on 12, 12:30, 1 o'clock. I guarantee that's when something will happen to interfere with my lunch. So, who knows what that's all about. Beyond that, well, you know, I did consider doing a podcast or a video discussing a few recent, like, sort of political and social developments, but I don't have the energy for that. I'm knackered due to lack of sleep, courtesy of my daughter's coughing, and just not in the right mind space to kind of start doing things like that. So who knows, maybe I'll do a political / social podcast or video in not so distant future, but not for the immediate future. Instead, I'm just going to throw this podcast out there as it is, a brief mini slice of life from a tired meerkat who is working on his own. Yay! In the meantime, I wish you all well. I hope you all take care of each other and yourselves, and I will chat again really soon. Bye-bye.